Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name's Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. But today I want to talk to you about success and reputation building, because I believe that one of the biggest fallacies in our industry is that good work speaks for itself. It's a self-delusional lie that those with good reputations tell themselves to explain their success. Now, I know success means different things to different people. Some think it's getting to work on whatever project that they love, or others believe it's earning a lot of money, or still others considering it's just getting to spend more time with their family. However you choose to define success, it's going to require other people's cooperation. It will involve landing the right job or winning the right kind of work or being able to charge enough money for your services. It would be great if that was all defined by the quality of our work, but it's not. There is another factor at play that we need to consider, and that's our reputation. I'll let you on a secret. I'm really not that amazing at my job. Don't get me wrong, I'm good, but I'm not a leading mind in our industry or anything like that. But other people often talk as if I am. I get invited to speak at conferences. I write for publications like Smashy Magazine, and I've got a sizable following on social media. All this despite the fact that there are thousands of other people who can do exactly what I do. Now, I'd love to claim that was all down to talent, but in truth, it's because I shamelessly self-promote. Hell, I'm doing it right now, recording this podcast. I'll be honest, doing so makes me often feel uncomfortable. I feel quite uncomfortable right now recording this. Might be because I'm British. We hate to talk about ourselves and despise people who are full of their own self-importance. But from a career perspective, it was the best thing I ever did. It's helped me to win work to the point where I can now pick and choose what work I do. But it had another unexpected benefit. My projects tend to run more smoothly, and that's because my clients respect me more. They know that I have a reputation and so listen to what I've got to say. Think of reputation as a currency you can spend to advance your career, win new clients, or ensure that projects run that little bit smoother. It's a currency that you can spend to achieve whatever your version of success looks like. Of course, none of this is fair. People should respect ability and not reputation. But most clients don't know what good looks like, and so they fall back on what other people are saying about you. And that means reputation is a lot more than just the quality of your work. For a start, producing great work won't build your reputation if people aren't aware of the great work you're producing. Sure, word of mouth from satisfied clients is important, but it's only going to take you so far. If you don't get out there and talk about your work, then nobody will ever know about it. That's why most of us haven't heard of Duncan Haldane, despite having won a Nobel Prize for Physics, but you have heard of Stephen Hawking, who hasn't. Then you also need to ensure people remember you. People have short memories and reputation can quickly fade away if it's not constantly reinforced. Finally, they have to like you. You can produce the best work in the world, but if you're obnoxious, then you're going to end up with entirely the wrong sort of reputation. So if the quality of your work isn't enough to build a solid reputation, then what exactly is? Look, I'm no Gary Vaynerchuk. I've not got a Times bestseller. I haven't built a business empire based on my personal brand, but in my own little way, I've done okay. I would like to say that what success I've had in self-promotion has been down to careful planning, but to be honest, that would be a lie. A good deal of it was blind luck and timing. For example, when I started a web design podcast, there was nothing else on the subject. I had a monopoly, and that gives you a good head start. You could argue that my success came from grasping those opportunities, but again, it was more luck than judgment. And anyway, that's not something you can replicate in your situation. But amongst all that blind luck, I've done a few things right. Now, I could drone on about writing great posts or why my podcast has been a success, but much of my success boils down to two things, and the first of which is my own pigheadedness. When it comes to building a reputation, people seem to give up too easily. They start a blog and then get demoralised when nobody reads it. They submit a talk to a conference but give up after a few rejections. So it goes on, a string of half-hearted attempts. Reputation building takes time, not weeks, not months, but years. Years of nobody paying a blind bit of attention. It took me years to build the number of people subscribed to my podcast above about 600. Years more before I was asked to speak at a conference or invited to write a book. When it comes to building reputation, you need to think long term. That means that you need a reason to build a reputation beyond just building reputation. I blogged because I wanted to get down in writing all the things I'd learned. I recorded my podcast every week because I love chatting with people. Without those kinds of extra motivation, I would have given up too soon. But stubbornness plays a part as well. It would have been easy to skip the occasional podcast episode or conclude that client work was more important than posting an article nobody would read. However, you can't think like this. If you do, self-promotion will always be the bottom of your task list and, to be honest, will never happen. To this day, I will, without fail, post an article every Tuesday and a podcast every Thursday. My newsletter goes out every other Friday because I know how important it is to stay in the front of people's minds. The only time I take a break is when I go on vacation, because if I start slacking off, people are going to forget me, just like you've forgotten that 80s boy band you loved so much. But putting out regular content is not enough by itself. You've also got to put out the right type of content too. While my pigheadedness proved beneficial, my ego did not, especially when it came to building a reputation. If I'm truthful, my motivation in the early days was to win the approval of the cool kids of the web design world. I wanted to be a star of the web design community, and that's what drove my writing and my podcasting or anything else I did for that matter. Not only did this mean I found myself frustrated when nothing happened, but it also led me to write entirely for the wrong audience. Instead of writing for people who might potentially hire me, I spent my time writing articles aimed at impressing other web designers. Don't misunderstand me, there's nothing wrong with sharing knowledge with your peers. In fact, it's something we should all be doing. But we need to remember why exactly we want to build our reputation. Ultimately, it is to progress our careers and to win work. That means we need to start thinking long and hard about where we're investing our time. Do we speak at that jQuery conference that we've always respected and admired, or do we speak at some soulless business event full of potential clients? Personally, if I'm honest, I would pick the latter every time. We also need to focus on who we're targeting. The larger the number of people you're trying to build a reputation with, the harder it's going to be. Becoming a global superstar in web design is extremely challenging. But becoming the go-to web designer in a particular sector or niche, now that's much easier. With limited resources at our disposal, it makes a lot more sense to focus on a specific area in which we want to build our reputation. Although the advice I've shared so far is going to help, it won't be enough on its own. Even if you become an expert in every aspect of reputation building, you're still not going to succeed, because our own attitude is often our worst enemy. I'm sick of people making excuses about why they can't build their reputation. They failed even before they've begun because of their own mindset. So I want to take a few moments to address some of the defeatist attitudes that I often hear rattling around in people's brains. For a start, maybe you've been dismissed as a speaker, or you've submitted a post to Smashing Magazine that got turned down. Maybe you want to write a book but can't find a publisher. Whatever the case is, get over it, to be honest. You don't need any of those things to build a good reputation. If you get turned down as a speaker, start offering webinars. If you can't get a book deal, self-publish. If people don't accept your articles, start a blog. You don't need a gatekeeper to reach an audience. Sure, you're going to reach fewer people initially, but it gives you time to hone your craft. Given enough time, you will become good enough to attract the attention of those larger audiences. Eventually, they'll be banging down your door. Another thing that I often hear is, I don't have enough time. But I want to let you in on a shocking truth. We all have the same number of hours in the day. My life is just as busy as yours, but I find time to post an article and a podcast episode every week. Partly this is because I manage my time well, but mainly it's because I prioritise it. You may feel that you don't have enough time because you're barely making ends meet by working weekends and evenings already. Well, you've probably got a bigger problem there, and you should read my article on pricing your time. Another thing I hear is that I don't know enough. Many people are afraid to share their thoughts online for fear of criticism. They don't think they know enough and don't want to look like an idiot. Trust me, I get this, and everybody struggles with the same thing, but please don't let that hold you back. In truth, there's always somebody out there who knows less than you. Admittedly, there may be people who know more than you, and probably will be, but that doesn't mean that you've got nothing to add. I recommend starting with sharing your personal experiences of projects that you've been involved in. By talking about your own experiences, you're on pretty safe ground. Nobody can tell you you're wrong because you're only sharing what happened to you. Also, nobody else had that experience, and so nobody's better placed to share it than you are. Do that for a while and you'll find your confidence grows. Finally, I hear a lot of people say that they find public speaking or writing incredibly hard. Believe it or not, this is something I found hard to start with as well. As a child, I used to have a stutter and found it incredibly hard to speak in a group. I've also always struggled with spelling and grammar, which has put me off of writing for years. But speaking and writing are just like any other skill. You eventually become good at it. That's why I don't regret the fact that I had such a small audience for so long. It gave me time to get better and to grow confidence. Ultimately, that's what building a reputation is all about. It's about growing in confidence and being willing to step out of the shadows. It's not easy, especially if you're a more introverted character such as myself, but it is worthwhile. You do have something of value to share, and those people you look up to are really no different to you.